It's summertime, and it's time for some reading. Whether you like mysteries or fantasies, fiction or nonfiction, summer is a good time to catch up on some reading. I have a book that's guaranteed to spark a few chuckles. We'll get to it on this episode of Pop Life.
Digital content on WAER is supported by SRC Incorporated, a not-for-profit research and development company whose goal is to bring a focus of respect, teamwork, and the freedom to innovate to the workplace. Learn more at srcinc.com/WAER.
Welcome to Pop Life. I'm Joe Lee. Need a good, funny summer read? I might have just the book for you. Much has been made about the relationship, or the bromance, if you will, of former President Barack Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden. The internet is full of memes that depict the two as a lovable odd couple. Barack Obama and his no-drama Obama persona, and Joe Biden's shoot-from-the-hip elder statesman is apparently good fodder for crime-fighting hijinks. Enter New York Times bestselling author Andrew Schaefer and his series of Obama-Biden mysteries in which the former POTUS and Veep team up as a dynamic team of crack investigators. In the latest book, Hope Rides Again, the fictional dynamic duo team up to solve the mystery of Obama's stolen BlackBerry and the death of the thief that stole it. Together, they uncover a deep conspiracy that threatens to derail their lives if they're not careful. Here to discuss the book Hope Rides Again is New York Times bestselling author Andrew Schaefer. Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on. The Obama-Biden bromance is a much talked about, joked about storyline. Tell us about the moment that you decided to turn this into a bit of fun reading.
Well, I saw those Obama-Biden bromance memes that went around the internet where Joe Biden was always sort of pulling pranks in the White House, or Obama's like, put away the laser pointer, Joe. Or I think one had Joe hiding plans for Space Force in Donald Trump's desk. And I said, what if they had that playful dynamic in real life? I mean, I know they're really good friends, but what if they had that sort of playful, childlike dynamic? And I wanted to bring that to life in a book, but you can't just write a book about, you know, two guys holding hands for 300 pages and just pulling pranks. You have to have a story. And that's when I thought back to, you know, one of the first sort of bromances in literature, Sherlock and Watson.
Okay.
And it was just a natural fit to write this as a murder mystery.
Yeah, I was going to ask so that crime-fighting duo genre, that seemed to fit pretty well for this storyline.
Yeah, you know, Batman and Robin, I mean, you know, we don't have Joe Biden in tights in this book, but and he's a little bit older than Robin. But it's just definitely that sort of that buddy cop dynamic that you also see in movies like Lethal Weapon or The Heat.
Right. Now, I didn't read Hope Never Dies, but I have read Hope Rides Again, the newest of the series. Hope Never Dies also written from Biden's POV? And if so, why are you writing from his POV? Does he provide more color and character for you?
He's just an easier character to get inside his head because you have this image of him as being sort of a little more down to earth than Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. Barack's sort of like the Sherlock, and that's why in the Sherlock Holmes stories, you had Watson narrate the stories, because if you got inside his head, you can't imagine what's going on. He was too smart. And I wanted to sort of keep that dynamic going. And I tried to write a little bit in Barack's, but I just wasn't smart enough to do it, I think.
Yeah. Well, no, I think the whole...
Or to make it believable, you
know?
Yeah.
The whole no drama Obama thing is, I think, kind of real. It's hard to get things to stick to him and get some character out of him. How did you set about fleshing out the characters for these two? What aspects of their public personalities did you concentrate on and, I assume, inflate for comic effect?
Well, yeah, you mentioned the sort of the no-drama Obama persona, and that was, you know, every time they had like a caricature sort of I wanted to exaggerate that where he is, he's just very cool, calm, and collected. And I heard that sometimes behind the scenes they called him Spock in the White House because he was because he was a little bit aloof. And you have to remember that he was a college professor before he became, you know, a politician. And so I think he's still a little bit like that. I've never met him, but I think Joe Biden has a little bit more of that, you know, if one's Spock, the other is Captain Kirk, who's a little bit more hot-headed and, you know, willing to rush into action. So I really just ramped up those aspects of them. But, you know, in the books, it's like every turn, you know, I know Joe Biden likes ice cream, but every time he has a chance to eat ice cream in the books, he eats ice cream. You know? So it's those little details that every time he's like, you know, if Barack wants to get him to go somewhere, he's like, hey, we're going to go get some ice cream, Joe. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, they head out and he's like, we're not getting ice cream, are we? Sorry, I lied to you, Joe. And so, you know, it's those little details too that sort of cement it, where I know his favorite ice cream, but it's very exaggerated as far as, you know, how much he likes it.
Yeah. So the backdrop for Hope Rides Again is, and I don't want to give away too much for folks that want to read the book, but it's in Chicago. It's during St. Patrick's Day parade or St. Patrick's Day holiday, at least in the mm-hmm. beginning of the book. Were there any incidents from their public lives that make it in any way, shape, or form into your story? I noticed in chapter 13, when they have to break into the Obama Foundation, it resembles the sort of Henry Louis Gates Jr. incident when he was arrested breaking into his own home. Is that a part of that, or are there other things from real life that made it into the books in some shape or form?
Yeah, I think, you know, the only thing in their lives that I sort of was sort of off limits that I didn't really touch was maybe their families. Although Michelle Obama does show up in this book, but any little details from their biographies or incidents that they had in office, I pull back in. For instance, I have Barack Obama wearing his sort of infamous tan suit that he wore for one day during his presidency, and everybody just said, "Oh, that thing is so ugly," you know. And I mean, looking back on it, a very, very minor scandal, but it was. You know, just little stuff like that from their time that I just wanted to pull into the present. And I kind of, you know, give him a rationale. He wanted to wear the tan suit because he was tired of being cool. He's like, everybody thinks I'm this cool guy as president. He goes, I just want to be normal. And so I try to give some sort of emotional weight to those moments in the books where people might not be expecting. They might be expecting it just to be a quick joke, but there's a little bit of emotional stuff and then other little biographical details, again, that do keep popping up in the books.
Yeah, they're good things that people who are paying attention can actually connect to and draw some parallels to. Have you gotten any reaction from the Obamas or the Bidens on the books?
I did hear from Joe Biden. His campaign got a hold of me. He was doing some rallies and stuff for the midterm elections last fall, and someone on the staff got a hold of me and they said, hey, Joe wants to talk to you. He's coming through Kentucky. That's where I live. And I said, oh. And so I got there. They seated me in the front row, and I was like, what's he going to do? They're like, as soon as he's done talking, he's going to come over and talk to you. And I said, okay. And, you know, I didn't know if he read the book or whatever. And he got up on stage, and this was for the midterm elections, and he was pumped up and he was angry and he was shouting at there. I'm like, oh no, I hope he doesn't come yell at me. and the first thing he did after he got done speaking, you know, and he came off to sort of shake hands and stuff, he came over and talked to me, and he said, hey, you're the guy that did the book. Great job. And I said, oh, really? You read the book? That's so nice. And he goes, no, I haven't read it. I saw it. Great job.
but I heard about it.
yeah. And then he signed a copy for me. Apparently people were bringing him copies of the book to sign at his stops and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And so he must have been like, what the heck is this? You know? Mm-hmm. And then a couple months later, Jill Biden wrote her memoir that just came out this year. And I was listening to it, and she mentions the book in there. It's like, oh, you know, they do have a real life bromance. They're not fictional detectives like in this book, which I haven't read yet. I'm like, oh, you haven't read it either? Come on. Someone's got to read these books. Right?
So on a personal level, were you fans of the bromance? Were you a supporter of either of the two in real life?
I was. I voted for them twice. I think, like a lot of people, though, you know, over the course of 8 years, you know, my personal probably approval ratings of them went up and down because I was like, oh, I thought you were going to do this and this and this, and that hasn't happened, you know. And it's just like, you know, progress and change doesn't go as fast as anyone wants. And it really was through writing the books that I was able to look back and say, you know what, there were a lot of like little things they did that nobody really appreciated. And, you know, and you just see how hard it is just to, you know, keep something the size of the United States government running. It's just a, you know, a miracle they got anything done.
I'm assuming you did quite a bit of research on the two to develop good characters for your books. What have you learned? Mm-hmm. What have you learned about them?
Oh, like I said, I learned the little things about, you know, about what Joe Biden's favorite ice cream and what his favorite drink is, orange Gatorade, which is just, I don't even know where to begin with that. You know, but I learned those little details. And I feel like I learned a lot about them also as people, to where I can say, when I see Joe Biden come up on the news and there's, you know, or he says something and like his performance at the debate, you know, and people bring up stuff from his past, I'm like, oh, I already know all this stuff. But then I go, oh, people probably haven't, you know, not everybody reads every available piece of information on Joe Biden out there.
Right.
Not everybody has that wealth of information at their fingertips. So, you know, I'm not surprised by anything that, you know, either Barack Obama or Joe Biden would do or say, I think, because I think that they're pretty consistent over their, you know, their careers with their public personas.
I want our listeners to know that you paint some pretty vivid pictures in this book. You have, there's one scene where they're in a sauna, and Rahm Emanuel is popping Joe Biden on the butt with a towel in a steam room. That is hilarious. How do you think of that kind of stuff?
I just really take the characters and then I age them back down to, I'm like, what if they were kind of junior high level mentality, you know? And I think, you know, Rahm Emanuel might be the kind of the towel snapping bully in the showers or something at the gym. And I just, yeah, so that's where with the bromance, you think of, oh, they're just little kids having fun together, because, you know, a lot of adult men, they don't hang out and have fun like that. I mean, they'll hang out and drink and watch sports or something, but you don't, you just don't, you know, it's not really the same as when you had best friends as a kid, I think sometimes.
Yeah.
And so that's why the bromance was such an, you know, such an interesting thing, you know, whether, again, how much of it was real, you know, I think they are good friends, but, you know, we want to assume that they're really playful together, so I just aged them backwards to junior high in my mind, basically.
Cool. What's next for these two? Any fantasies where the two actually star in a movie based on one of your books?
You know, I have the rights, were sold for television and movies. There hasn't been any sort of movement on there yet, but I think, you know, kind of waiting to see what happens with Joe and the whole campaign and everything. But I think it would be a fun sort of buddy cop series. I said I wanted it to be a little bit on the serious side. I can see, you know, it being kind of goofy or something, you know, but as long as I can maybe get, you know, be like a cartoon, if I could get like Nicolas Cage to voice, you know, Joe Biden, and you know, Barack Obama to voice Barack Obama, that would be great.
That's very cool. Andrew Schaefer, author of Hope Rides Again. It is an Obama-Biden mystery. This is book number two in this series. I want to thank you very much for joining us on today's show.
Well, thanks. Great talking to you today.
Same here. Best of luck with the book.
Okay, thank you.
Part thriller and part bromance, Hope Rides Again offers an action-packed, often hilarious ride across Chicago. Encounters with hilarious characters like Rahm Emanuel and Oprah Winfrey, and plenty of crime-fighting and mystery solving. If you're looking for a good chuckle or two, add Hope Rides Again to your summer reading list. I'm Joe Lee. Thanks for listening to Pop Life. Be sure to like and rate the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. And if you want to keep up on what's happening in Syracuse, New York, be sure to subscribe to WAER's The 315 Podcast. Pop Life is a production of
WAER Public Media. Our producer is Kevin Kloss. I'm Joe Lee. See you next time.